开，今天我们一同来思想一段的经文。
So while they're accepting the offerings, let us all open our Bibles and we're just going to study a passage today.
请大家翻开《路加福音》的第五章。
In Luke chapter 5.
我们一同看第一节到十一节。
So we're going to look at verses 1 to 11 together.
翻开之后的话。
Once you have it open.
请大家用自己方便的语言，大家一同来念出来。
Let's read together in whatever language you're comfortable with.
路加福音的第五章第一节。
Chapter 5, verse 1 says,
耶稣站在格尼撒勒湖边，
Jesus was standing by the lake of
Gennesaret,
with the people crowding around him,
and listening to the word of God.
He saw at the water's edge two boats left there by fishermen who were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little from shore.
从船上教训众人。
Then he sat down and taught the people from the boat.
讲完了，对西门说。
When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon,
把船开到水深之处。
Put out into deep waters and let down the nets for a catch.
西门说。
Simon answered,
夫子，我们整夜劳力。
Master, we've worked hard all night,
并没有打着什么。
And haven't caught anything.
但依从你的话。
But because you say so,
我就下网。
I will let down the nets.
他们下了网。
When they had done so,
就圈了许多鱼。
They caught such a large number of
fish
that their nets began to break.
便招呼那艘船上的
同伴来帮助。So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them.
他们就来。
And they came.
把鱼装满了两只船。
And filled both boats.
甚至船要沉下去。
So full that they began to sink.
西门彼得看见。
When Simon Peter saw this,
就俯伏在耶稣膝前。
He fell at Jesus' knees and said,
说主啊，离开我。
Go away from me, Lord.
我是个罪人。
I am a sinful man.
他和一切同在的人都惊讶这一网所打的鱼。
For he and all his companions were astonished at the catch of fish they had taken.
他的伙伴西比泰的儿子雅各、约翰也是这样。
And so were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, Simon's partners.
耶稣对西门说，不要害怕。
Then Jesus said to Simon, Do not be afraid.
从今后。
From now on,
你要得人了。
You will fish for people.
他们把两只船拢了岸。
So they pulled their boats up on shore.
就撇下所有。
And left everything.
跟从了耶稣。
And followed him.
我们感谢神的恩典。
Thank you for the grace of God.
我们大家可以坐在一起，大家可以同来敬拜。
That we can come together and worship as one.
今年也是在神的恩典当中，生命河进入第十个年头。
And it is truly by the grace of God that ORLCC has entered its 10th year.
其实十年我们当中所走过的。
Looking back at the 10 years,
其实看到神的恩典,
truly we can see God's glory.
更重要，我也看到弟兄姐妹在神恩典当中的忠心摆上。
And not only God's grace, but the dedication of the brothers and sisters here.
正是因为每个人我们甘心乐意在神面前的服事。
It is because of every single one of your willingness to serve.
我们教会可以走到如今。
That our church can be where it's at today.
其实从这些年的经历来看。
So looking back at these past experiences.
教会有一个责任。
The church has a responsibility.
就是教会要成为一个平台。
Our church has to become a platform.
让每个弟兄姐妹可以在这当中找到自己的角色。
An opportunity for our brothers and sisters to find your own role.
可以发挥自己的功能。
To do what you were called to do.
更重要，进入神给我们那丰盛的命定。
To enter and to follow God's calling for us.
让我们在展望下一个十年。
So as we look to our next 10 years,
我们如何在神的恩典当中，我们可以进入到一个新的台阶？
How can we, following God's glory and God's calling,
那我们今天从主与彼得的相遇，
enter the next stage. So today we're just going to look at the relationship between Jesus and Simon Peter.
我们可以从当中学习三个突破的关键原则。
And we can learn three ways to break through.
首先，我们在神的恩典当中要突破。
First of all, we must break through.Within God's glory,
我们要继续确定一件事情。
We have to be certain of one thing.
是主仍然在你的船上。
It's God being on your boat.
其实当神在环境当中遇见我们的时候，
Because when God meets us in the environment,
有些时候的话，他是在我们船之外的。
Sometimes he's outside of the boat.
生命当中，其实你所遇到的每一个挑战，
In every single challenge of your life.
都是一个突破的机会。
It's an opportunity for you to experience breakthrough.
当然，我们要承认一件事情。
Of course, we must admit one thing.
这个挑战并不是那么容易面对的。
That our obstacles are not that easily overcome.
每个挑战可以大到一个地步。
Obstacles can get so big that
是足以把我们压垮的。
That you feel like you're being crushed and that there's no way forward.
好像在这个压力当中
，sometimes in this moment, in the moment,
你会觉得你的心力耗尽
，you'll feel like you spent all of your thoughts and efforts,
但是却一筹莫展
，but yet no results.
你遇见压力的时候
，so when you run into these obstacles,
我们常常需要问自己的一件事情
，we must ask ourselves,
你的反应到底是如何
？Is our reaction valid?
你是退缩吗
？Are you hiding away？
你是埋怨吗
？Are you complaining？
你是生闷气吗
？Are you angry？
Angry yourself？
Angry at yourself？
或者你是对别人发脾气
？Or are you outwardly angry towards your friends？
至少在彼得遇到耶稣的时候
，At least when Peter met Jesus，
他是准备要放弃的。
He was willing to give up. He was ready to give up.
你想想彼得
，Think about Peter。
当他一天劳苦之后
，After an entire day of hard work，
连一只小鱼他都抓不到
，He didn't catch a single fish。
一夜辛苦的工作
，A full night's of work，
没有任何的收成
，But no outcome， no harvest。
你可以想象他的挫折
，Can you imagine his frustration？
他的失望
，His disappointment，
他身体的疲惫
，The physical，
所有这一切都让他要放弃。
Everything that he's gone through leads to him giving up. So when the day rose,
他决定停止捕鱼的行动
he decided to stop trying to fish.
然后把船开回到岸边
to row the boat back onto shore.
在那边洗网
to wash the nets.
就在这个时候，有一个人来到他的船边
But at this very moment, somebody came by his boat.
上了船，二话没说
got onto the boat without saying anything.
只吩咐他一件事情
said one thing to Peter
再一次把船撑开
put out the boat
稍微离开岸边
just leave the shore a little bit
也没跟他商量
he didn't negotiate
就坐下来开始教训岸上的众人
Jesus sat down and he instructed the people
你想想彼得他这样一个船老大的脾气
can you imagine Peter who was known for his temper as well as his experience
诶这一次居然没有发作
this time he didn't do anything
反而允许这个人继续坐在那船上做他的事。
In fact, the captain of the boat allowed some stranger to come sit on the boat.
可能彼得也没想到他这样一个改变。
Maybe Peter didn't even think about this change.
居然改变了他的一生。
That was about to change his entire life.
在这里有两件事情我们需要来 pay attention.
There are two things that we have to pay attention here.
第一个是耶稣来到彼得船上的这个时间点。
The first thing is the time frame in which Jesus came onto the boat.
第二个是耶稣来到彼得船上之后所带来的那个影响。
And the secondly, the change that Jesus brought as he got onto that boat.
首先，耶稣来到彼得船上那个时间。
First of all, the time when Jesus got onto the boat.
这是彼得觉得非常挫折的时候。
It was at a time when Peter felt very disappointed.
也许不单单只是今天而已。
Maybe it isn't just today.
这些年日子不好过啊
The past years certainly haven't been easy to live for Peter.
今天只是365天当中平凡生活当中的一个缩影而已
In 365 days of the year, maybe this was just one day in which Peter felt disappointed.
不只是今天的疲惫
It's not only this day.
好像天天都很疲惫
It's almost like every day was like that.
不是这今天一只小鱼都抓不到
It's not only today that he couldn't catch a fish.
常常是每天只抓到一点点的小鱼虾。
This happens often. Oftentimes you can only catch little.
加利利还是很大。
Galilee is a very big place.
不单单只是彼得的一艘船而已。
And it's not only Peter's boat in the sea.
所有的人都在这当中为生。
Everybody in that area was facing the same trouble.
但并不代表所有人都有丰收的时候。
But that doesn't mean that everybody will get.
从表面上看
，from the outside point of view，
耶稣来到彼得的船上。
When Jesus got onto Peter's boat,
就像第五章第一节说到一件事
It's like chapter 5, Luke chapter 5, verse 1, it says,
他说是因为人群拥挤要来听耶稣的道，好像耶稣是被挤下湖的。
It sounds like, it makes it sound like Jesus was so crowded by the people that he had no choice but to get onto the boat.
耶稣是在回应人的需要。
At this point, it sounds like Jesus is only replying to the needs of the people.
但从整件事情我们可以发现另外的一面。
But when we study this in more detail, we find that there is another side to this story.
耶稣不单单解决众人的需要。
Jesus was not only solving the problems of the people.
耶稣也要解决彼得的需要。
But he wanted to solve Peter's problems.
耶稣主动的找到了彼得。
Jesus came willingly to Peter.
第二节这边说。
Verse 2 it says.
他说他见了有两只船弯在湖边，打鱼的人都离开船去洗网去了。有一船是西门的，耶稣就上去请他把船撑开。
Yeah, so verse 2 says he saw at the water's edge two boats left there by the fishermen who were washing their nets.
耶稣让我们看到一件事情。
Jesus allows us to see one thing.
他永远在我们人生的问题当中，他遇见了我们。
When we face the problems in our lives, he is going to come to us.
是耶稣在主动的找到我们。
It's Jesus who will come to us.
在我们人生最困难的时候。
During our deepest and darkest time.
表面上好像我们在帮耶稣。
On the outward appearance, it might look like we're trying to help God. That we're trying to help God solve the problem where he's stuck, he has nowhere to go.
但是正是因为好像我们一丁点愿意的心。
But when you are willing, even just a little bit willing,
就被耶稣找着了。
You will be found by Jesus.
遇到的耶稣。
Because you will be able to meet him. And he will get onto the boat.
解决了彼得的问题。
And he solved Peter's problem.
所以很多人可能会说，
A lot of people might say,
哎呀，我服侍神，服侍人。
I'm serving God, I'm serving people.
我天天都在解决别人的问题。
I'm always solving other people's problems.
有谁可以解决我的问题？
Who's going to solve my problems?
我帮助别人的时候，有谁会帮助我？
When I help other people, who's going to help me?
从彼得的经历里面，
From Peter's experience,
我们要学习到一件事。
We must learn one thing.
不要害怕。
Do not be afraid.
不要失望。
Do not be disappointed.
不要灰心。
Do not be discouraged.
彼得的见证告诉我们。
Peter's testimony tells us.
彼得的经历也是我们要经历的。
Peter's experience is what we must go through.
耶稣看见了我们。
Because Jesus sees us.
也许你来到教会的时候。
Maybe sometimes you come, when you come to church.
这个礼拜已经很累了。
This week you are really tired.
已经决定放弃挣扎。
You're willing to give up against the obstacles and the challenges.
你只是把船弯到岸边就开回到教会里头。
And you just want to row your boat back into the shore that is church.
我们只想休息一下。
And we want to take a break.
也许对神也没什么期待。
And we really have no expectations.
365天好像都是这样子，每天都是一样的。
Because you live everyday life the 365 days in a year like the same way. But you have to know this one thing.
耶稣看见了。
Jesus sees.
耶稣看见了彼得的船弯在岸边。
And Jesus saw Peter's boat on the shore.
他定义走上彼得的船。
And he specifically went onto the boat.
在彼得的困难当中遇见了他。
And met Peter during his time of difficulty.
解决了他的问题。
It solved his problems.
所以耶稣在困难当中上了我们的船。
So in our times of difficulty, Jesus will get on our boat.
其实是要解决一个身份的问题。
To solve an identity issue.
一个身份的改变。
To change our being.
其实在你人生这艘船上。
In the boat that is your life,
谁到底是老大？
Who is the captain?
谁到底是要说的算的那一位？
Who's the person in charge?
彼得在他自己的船上，他是老大。
On Peter's boat, it was Peter.
但当耶稣上了他的船之后，
But as soon as Jesus got onto that boat,
连个商量的都没有，
There was no negotiation.
就吩咐彼得把船开走。
Jesus told Peter, row the boat.
然后就在那边做耶稣要做的事。
And Jesus did what he had to do.
这一次彼得是有些的改变。
And Peter experienced change.
他好像忘记了自己的身份。
It's almost like he forgot his identity.
然后就在那边听。
He listened.
啊，听一听的话，哎，觉得就进去了。
And he listened for a change, and he felt like
好像他就被耶稣的道所吸引了。
It's like he got intrigued.
他都忘了自己的问题了。
And he forgot about his own problems.
他都忘了自己今天连一只鱼都没有，他下面所有的人都要靠着他养的。
He forgot his problems. He forgot that he couldn't catch a single fish. He forgot about the family that he has to feed.
好像他忘了问题。
It's almost as if he forgot about the problem.
但耶稣没忘。
But Jesus did not.
你遇到耶稣的时候，
When you encounter Jesus,
好像耶稣感动你要起来服侍。
Maybe Jesus inspires you to come serve, to follow him.
当你跟从耶稣到一个地步，也许你已经忘了我的问题了。
Sometimes when you follow Jesus to a certain degree, you almost forget about all your problems.
福音是什么？
But what is the gospel?
福音是耶稣从来没忘记你的问题，我的问题。
The gospel is about Jesus never forgetting your problems, my problems, because Jesus will solve our problems.
Hallelujah! 耶稣讲完道，
as Jesus finished his sermon,
提醒了彼得。
He reminded Peter,
你不是还没有鱼吗？
Don't you don't have any fish?
走，我们一起去捕鱼。
Come, let's go. We're going to catch fish together.
耶稣来到彼得的船上。
When Jesus came onto Peter's boat,
带来了主权的转移。
He brought change
for the ownership.
For the ownership, a change of ownership.
主权的转移也带来了一个债务的转移。
And a change of ownership brought upon a change of the ownership of debt.
耶稣不再说是彼得的船。
Jesus says that, Peter, this isn't your boat anymore.
耶稣是说我们的船。
This is our boat.
所以其实在这过程你遇到耶稣的时候。
So when you encounter Jesus.
之前好像是耶稣上了我的船。
Sometimes it's like, it's okay, it's Jesus coming onto my boat.
但有一天你要做一个决定。
But one day you have to make the decision.
我们需要上耶稣的船。
That we have to get onto Jesus' boat.
我们在跟神的计较的里面。
So when we encounter God, when we talk to him.
你的我的我们算得很清楚。
Sometimes we have this clear separation of this is mine, this is yours. This is my boat, this is your boat. But at the end of the day, it all belongs to Jesus. From your home to my home, we have to become God's house. Yours or mine has to become Jesus. When Jesus got onto this boat, with this transfer of ownership,
也是一个债务的转移
which also symbolizes a transfer of assets.
当你觉得你在算你有的时候
，sometimes when you feel like, oh, I have this.
我们有没有算过我们没有的
？Or I own this. Do you ever think about what you don't have? Do you ever think about how much debt you have?
所以有时候耶稣向我们要一点东西
，so sometimes when Jesus asks us for just a little bit, we can't let go.
但我们有没有想过一件事情
？But have we thought about?
当从你的我的当中我们出来的时候
when we get out of, when we step out of this yours, mine into Jesus,
好像我们损失了很多我的东西
sometimes we feel like we lose a lot of things, our time,
我的精力,
our efforts, our love,
但没想过,
but have we thought about,
当我们在时间精力在这个爱当中我们所欠的许多的债务
that when we put our love and our time and our effort into it, we actually were owing a lot.But when we meet Jesus,
耶稣可以把所有的债务给我们一同的付清。
Jesus can lift off all of that debt.
因为耶稣他将他的爱在这浇灌在我们的心里头。
Because Jesus places His love in your heart.
神要让在基督里有荣耀的盼望，成我们生命当中往前走的动力。
And to give us the hope that comes only from God, so that we can continue forward. When Jesus got onto the boat,
你的眼光一定会不一样。
Our vision must change.
开始学习看重神所看重的。
We have to start placing value in the things that God places values in.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹,
brothers and sisters,
有了神的扶持,
having God's support behind you,
一定可以不断往前跨越的,
we can face anything that comes towards us in life.
所以第一个方面,
so first of all,
我们允许耶稣继续在我们的船上,
we must allow God to come on board.
同时我们一定要相信在这个时候，主一定会带领我们的。
And at the same time, we must believe that God will lead us.
所以第一步，耶稣上了彼得的船。
So the first step, Jesus got onto Peter's boat.
第二步，耶稣让彼得把船开走。
Second step, Jesus commanded Peter to move the boat.
第四节，他们讲到讲完了，对西门说，把船开到水深之处。
Verse 4, it says, when he had finished speaking, Jesus said to Simon, put out into deep waters.
这边有几件事情我们一起来想。
There's a few things that we can consider together.
第一个，为什么耶稣要让彼得开船？
First of all, why did Jesus ask Peter to row the boat?
开船首先是要有方向的。
In order to steer the boat, you must first have direction.
当耶稣让彼得开船的时候。
And when Jesus told Peter to start the boat.
请问这艘船要往哪里开？
Brothers and sisters, where is the boat going?
耶稣让彼得说，把船开到水深之处。
Jesus said, "Put out into deep waters."
如果耶稣说我们要去旅游一下，开到水深之处蛮好的。
If Jesus said we're going to go on vacation, it sounds pretty nice, right? We're going pretty far into deep waters.
但如果他说要去捕鱼的话
，But if he says we're going to go fishing,
这好像方向有点问题。
Seems like there's a little bit of an error in the direction we're going.
今天弟兄姐妹，当耶稣给我们信息的时候
，When Jesus shares His word with us，
有些时候他给我们的方向，好像未必是我们所愿意去走的。
Sometimes the direction is in a way that we might not be willing to go， or we might question why。
耶稣让彼得开船。
Jesus told Peter, start the boat.
让彼得开船的时间。
And when you steer the boat,
他是在他对众人讲完所有的信息之后。
And when he told him to start the boat, it was after he had finished with everybody else.
然后给了彼得一个具体的命令。
And he gave one specific command to Peter.
所以从耶稣对众人所讲的这些话当中。
So when Jesus spoke to the crowd,
你有没有发现一件事情？
Have you realized?
很多时候我们在听信息的时候，哎呀，这个讲的这个讲的那个。
Sometimes when we listen to a sermon or a sharing, we'll think, okay, you're going to talk about this and you're going to talk about that.
当你读圣经的时候，你每天读圣经的时候都一段圣经。
And sometimes when you read the Bible every day, it's just passage by passage by passage.
一段圣经里有很多的信息的。
And there's a lot of sharing and testimony.
当你在读的时候的话，你有些时候会拼命的点头，啊，是是是。
And sometimes when you read the Bible, you'll be in agreement. You'll say, yes, 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 I agree with this.
但你点完头之后，你就忘了。
But after you agree with it, you go home and you forget.
就像彼得他坐在船上，他听耶稣对岸边的众人讲的时候，他也是频频点头的。
It's just the same with Peter. As he was listening to Jesus speaking to the crowd, he agreed.
个人的关系。
But it felt like it had no personal connection to him. It had nothing to do with
him. 耶稣讲完。
So as soon as Jesus finished,
转头。
He turned around.
特别有一句话是给彼得。
And had one word that was specific to Peter.
所以求神帮助我们。
So may God help us.
你的方向从哪里来？
Where is your direction coming from?
或向左或向右，有人要向左，有人要向右。但你究竟是要向左或向右？
Whether it's left or right, other people may go left or right, but where are you coming from?
你需要从神直接领受。
You must get this, receive this direction directly from God.
所以耶稣对众人讲完。
So as soon as Jesus finished talking to the crowds,
有一句话是专门为彼得讲的。
He had specific words
彼得领
受了。And Peter received this.
他要到水深之处去。
He needs to go into deep waters.
所以在众多的信息当中。
So amongst all of this sharing and testimony
and
gospel, there was one specific sharing.
是为你今天的问题所预备的。
That has been prepared for your problems today.
求神再次帮助我们。
So may God help us.
每个人对耶稣的认识都是从岸上听到的。
Everybody's experience and experience of God is from the shore currently.
对，最多就是在这个浅水的地方。
At most, he might be in the shallow waters. But Peter,
彼得他没有浅尝辄止。
But Peter, he wasn't in the shallow waters.
他愿意跟着耶稣的指引。
He was willing to follow God's will
进入到那水深之处
into the deep waters.
所以神要把丰富给我们。
And so God wants to give us an abundance.
我们首先需要做一个决定。
But firstly, we must make a decision.
离开岸边。
Are we going to leave the shore?
离开浅水之地。
Are we going to leave the safeties of the shallow waters?
要容许这世上短暂的这些云雾般的事情。
Are we going to allow the short-term pleasures of this world?
抓住我们的心。
To take hold of our heart.
你看现在这么多的年轻人。
You see all of these young people today.
喜欢抽烟。
Who like to smoke.
抽大麻。
To do drugs.
喷云吐雾中间。
To blow big smoke in front of other people's
faces. 好像自己是somebody, 我长大了，我成人了。
To feel like they're cool, to feel like they're grown up.
我自己要做决定。
That they can make their own decision.
多少的明星。
How many celebrities.
在他们功成名就的时候。
During their prime time in the spotlight.
一旦跟毒瘾挂上钩的话。
Soon as they got addicted.
整个人生的下半场。
Their whole entire life is gone.
求神帮助我们。
So may God help us.
不但让耶稣上船。
To not only let Jesus take.
也让耶稣这个开船的命令带领我们离开浅水之地，进入那水深之处。
So that Jesus can also command our boat to drive us with the right direction. Maybe today.
就在我们的挑战的里面。
As we're facing our obstacles,
神已经给我们了一个新的命令。
God has already given us a command.
你听到这个新命令的时候。
And sometimes when you hear this new command,
刚开始很兴奋,
at the beginning you feel really excited.
但你转念之想就行不通。
But then when you turn around and actually do it, sometimes
你会说, 怎么可能嘛?
And you ask, how is this possible?
对不对? 开到水深之处, 很好的命令。
Saying to Peter, go into deep waters, or saying to us to go into deep waters is easy to say.
但是你仔细想想,
But when you think about it,
彼得从他专业的角度上来讲,
Peter, who was a professional in this industry.
但从他专业的角度一想，就不可能啊， Mission Impossible。
From his professional experience, going into deep waters.
现在太阳这么高
would be unheard of. Why would you do this? The sun is up so high.
我能够做啥嘛？
If I row the boat, if Peter rows the boat into deep waters, what's going to happen?
哦，耶稣啊，你要教我打鱼哦。
Oh, Jesus, you're telling me to fish.
耶稣，我只是不好意思告诉你。
Jesus, I'm just too shy to tell you.
这不是你所擅长的。
This isn't your forte.
打鱼是我的 profession, 是我的工作，我的职业。
Fishing is my profession.
如果做木头的话，做木做那些家具的话，我一定找你。
If it was carpentry work, I would definitely come and find you, Jesus.
我是渔夫。
But I'm the fisherman here.
你是木匠。
You're the carpenter.
你教我打鱼?
You're telling me how to fish? Come on.
怎么可能?
How is this possible?
所以无论你怎么想不通?
So no matter how much you can't think this through.
可能我们从彼得的经历里头，我们要学习一件事情。
We must learn from Peter's experience with Jesus.
神的话你再怎么想不通?
No matter how much you can't think through.
至少你去试一下嘛。
At least go and try it.
至少你去经历一下嘛。
Just try and experience it.
这彼得给我们的学习耶。
This is what Peter teaches us.
主啊，你在神的话语上面是 master， 你在木匠上面你是 master。
God, you are the masters of carpentry. You are the master of fishing.
打鱼。
Fishing.
我听到你的指令，好像行不通。
Even though when I hear your commands, it doesn't seem possible. But because you are Lord.
我愿意学习。
I am willing to learn.
我再试一次。
I'm going to try one more time.
今天弟兄姐妹们。
Brothers and sisters today.
也许你在觉得神很外行的那些的方面。
Sometimes you may think that God doesn't know about your passion.
只要我们愿意稍微有一丁点的信心。
Or God doesn't know what he's doing. But as long as we have a tiny little bit of hope.
想不到的那个大能的。
We will experience what God has planned for you.
其实在我们教会所走过的这些年。
So thinking back to the years, the past years of our church, a lot of times the church, the commands that God has given to us, we feel like it's not possible.
我们倒都觉得神好像在 push 我们，要往外往外。
Sometimes we always feel like God is pushing us to go out.
教会我们从09年开始。
We started in 2009.
我们是在下午的时候聚会。
We congregated in the afternoon.
10年的11月。
In September of 2010.
所以我们开始了上午的崇拜。
We started an afternoon service.
所以我们两堂的聚会。
So we had two services going on.
好像刚开始不是太久啊。
So not long after starting out.
然后11年的三月。
In March of 2013. 2011.
啊、好像神就感动我们要离开我们原来好的就这个聚会的地方从 Green Bank 我们就到了 Center Point 那边
It felt like God was pushing us out of a good place that we were at Green Bank to leave and to go to Center Point
我们聚会稳定到一定地步
And when we stabilized the foundation for our church
好像13年5月的时候
It felt like May of 2013
神又感动我们开始举办第一届的加东特会
God was pushing us to do something new, our annual Eastern Canada Vietnam Conference.
然后14年4月的时候
And in April of 2014,
神又带领我们来到这里来聚会
God brought us here today at this location.
同一个时间点
At the same time, in the same time.
在14年的4月20号
In April of 2014.
我们开始在 Sandy Hill 那边我们又开始有一个下午堂的聚会
We started an afternoon service at Sandy Hill.
那是我们学生事工再一次开始的时候
To reboot our university campus.
然后16年2月
And in February of 2016.
我们有第一次的尝试第一届的生命和音乐会演
We tried something new with our concert.
走过教会的这些事情
So walking through the Oftentimes you might have thought this is not possible.
但每一件事情却让我们经历神的带领。
But in every step, when we made that step, we experienced God, and we got to see God's work.
其实今天也是一样。
And today it's the same.
五月份，当我们要开始英文崇拜的时候
，When we started our English service in May,
我相信这是我们顺着神的带领、圣灵的感动啊，我们 开始有这样一个事工。
I believe this was truly following God's will and God's intention.
为什么呢？因为神要带领我们，生命河它是要流向万国万民。
Why? Because God's calling for Ottawa River of Life.
生命河不单单只是停留在华人的群体当中。
Is to go out and spread the word not only to the Chinese community.
哎，我们母堂刘同牧师他开始教会的时候。
Our mother church, when the head pastor started our church,
很多人都觉得，哎呀，这只是一个华人的教会。
A lot of people thought this is only limited to Chinese people. But after these 20 years,
200多间的分堂遍布在世界各地。
After 200, more than 200 branches,
更多的是在非洲、在蒙古、在吉尔吉斯坦那些。好像跟华人一点关系都没有的。
There are River of Life churches in Afghanistan, in South Africa, places where you would think you wouldn't think there are Chinese people.
求神帮助我们。
So let God help us.
扩展我们的眼界。
To open our vision.
教会不单单只是我们在服侍自己。
Because the church is not just about serving ourselves.
神让教会要带着使命。
God has commanded the church to.
生命可要流向万国万方。
To spread the word out.
当神让我们开船的时候。
And when God tells us to open the boat and to steer the boat.
求神让我们经历到一件事情。
Let God help us experience one thing.
不单单只是一个命令。
That isn't just a command.
更多的是在这个之中所带来神的丰富。
It's more about bringing God's glory and bringing God's abundance and experiencing all of that.
我们跟主耶稣说，该开船就开船。
So look to the person next to you and say, when you need to steer the boat, steer the boat.
Okay. 所以我们让耶稣在我们的船上。
So when we let Jesus come onto our boats.
然后让耶稣来吩咐我们要开船。
And when we let Jesus command our every action.
第三个方面，让我们有信心，
thirdly,
顺服神的带领。
Thirdly, we must have the faith. We must believe.
一个命令，一个动作。
So that when He commands, we do.
开船有些时候虽然很难。
Sometimes it's hard to operate a boat.
但还有更难的命令。
But there are harder operations.
对不对？开船要开到水深之处。
Commands to go out into deep water.
彼得已经想不通了。
Peter already can't really think.
因为是主，因为你是主。
But because you are Lord,
我就愿意顺服。
I will follow.
我把船开到了水深之处。
And I will drive the boat into deep waters.
然后现在耶稣来了一个另外更让人跌破眼镜的命令。
And here at this moment, as he is in deep waters, here comes a new command that is even more mind-blowing.
在你的右边下网打鱼。
On your right, put down your nets on the right and fish.
打鱼。
Fish.
一夜劳力，打不到那
个鱼。The whole night, Peter could not catch a single fish.
今天弟兄姐妹们
，brothers and sisters, today
下网打鱼
，to put down your nets.
网是渔夫谋生的工具。
The net is the most instrumental.
对每个人来说，你都有自己谋生的工具。
Object to a fisherman, and to us, everybody has their own objects of importance in our lives.
当耶稣给你感动，你要做的时候
，but when Jesus inspires you to go do something.
你可以选择顺服到某一个程度。
You can choose to follow him to some extent.
但你会不会百分之百的顺服耶稣给你的命令
？But are you going to put in 100% of your efforts into following him?
彼得给我们的一个榜样。
Peter's example that he set for us.
他开船是这样。
He started the boat like that.
然后下网捕鱼也是这样。
And he did the same for fishing.
他网一下的时候
，And when he put down the net,
网上来的是远超过他可以想象的。
When he removed the net, got out the fish, it was beyond anything he could ever imagine.
所以彼得跟我们学习到一件事。
So what Peter teaches us here is that
我们可以做我们可以做的。
We can do what we can do.
但神就做我们不能够做的。
And God will do what we cannot do.
下网的这个动作是我们能够做的。
Putting down the net, anybody can do.
但招聚鱼群这件事情
，But to recruit, to grab the fish, to get the fish,
只有神能够做。
Only God can do this.
神让鱼群能够进到我们的网里。
God, it's only God who can allow the fish to enter our net.
不单单是开船的时候。
It's not just about starting the boat and going,
不单只是你在那个水深之处那个湖面上的时候。
It's not only about entering into deep waters.
更在于
，It's more about whether or not you are able to do that action of putting the net down. So may God help us.
神要成我们生命当中的救主。
God has to become the Lord and Savior of our lives.
他邀请我们。
He's inviting us.
不但是相信他的命令。
To not only believe in his commands.
更加把这个相信 化成我们生命当中具体的行动。
But rather to act out these commands.
神他永远可以在我们生命当中化复为正。
Because God can always and forever change our lives.
他可以让我们能够在各样的难处当中仍然是可以满载而归的。
And He can help us overcome any type of obstacle we might face. Not for other people.
不单只是为了别人，不单只是为了解决我们的问题。
It's not only just to solve your problems.
更多是为了他的荣耀。
But it's rather to show His glory.
其实很多时候的话，我们从来没有想过，哎呀，我们顺服神，一步一步走下来，我们居然能够经历这么多。
Sometimes, oftentimes, we don't even realize that when we follow God, we'll experience so much.
其实我当时我就想到，哎，在2014年4月的时候。
So as I was preparing, I thought about in 2014.
然后那个时候我们要开始那个重新开始这个学生的事工。
When we first wanted to start out the university campus life group
again. 我们在欧洲那一边的话，我们在要开始有新的这个校园的这样一个团契。
We wanted to start a campus group at U Ottawa.
你知道到七月的时候
，It was already July.
哎，当时我们在 Echo 家商量的时候
，We were speaking with a sister.
真正欧洲的学生只有申平同学。
To be honest, we only had one person here who went to Ottawa U.
其他人啊，像小坤啊、Mike 啊，都已经都毕业了。
Everybody else were either graduated or just has been away from school for a while.
然后像我们这些，我们是 OU 的，这个校友。
And people like him, he graduated years ago.
但是，已经跟校园好长时间。
And the connection to the campus was so far.
弟兄姐妹。我们可以想象吗
？Brothers and sisters, can you imagine?
当年我们在这当中要开始的时候，其实是举步维艰，真的不知道这个 resource 从哪里来，资源在哪里。
That year when we wanted to start this group, we had no idea where the resources and the people would come.
今天你可以看到。
But today we can see.
当 Vivian 站在这里带的整个校园的这个事工哈，这个同工都在上面服侍的时候。
So as we see even today, as Vivian led the worship with the university group.
我们的年轻人在教会的各个层面已经成为了有力的这样一个服事的力量。
Our young people at our church has been involved in many different aspects in every single aspect of our church.
求神帮助我们。
So may God help us.
今天我们开始英文事工。
When we start this English service,
好像也是类似的状况。
Maybe it's like the same.
资源到底在哪里
？Where are the resources?
但更重要的，我们要常常检讨，就说主有没有仍然在我们的生命当中。
But more importantly, we have to know whether or not.
当主鼓励我们要开船出去的时候
，so that when God tells us to row the boat,
甚至要下网打鱼的时候
，even when He tells us to let down the net,
我们有没有一个愿意的心
？Do we have a willing heart?
可以试一下
，to try it out.
因为是主
，because of it's God asking.
所以我愿意尝试一下
，that we are willing to try it out.
所以我们五月五号我们第一次聚会的时候
，so on May 1st when we started our first.
我们感谢主，我们大人小孩，我们有52位的弟兄姐妹在这当中。
It's by God's grace that we have 52 people, adults and children, with us.
多少时候我们说，哎呀，年轻人呐，英文呐，像 Annie 那，哎，没有自己的聚会啊，都是跟我们这些 Chinese.
So how many times have we said our young people don't have their own service?
哎呀，我们以前都说，哎呀，这。Hardly possible, 对不对？我们自己做中文教会，我们都已经很辛苦了。
But we always thought that how would that be possible to provide for them? We are already working so hard.
我常常跟 Annie 我们在聊的时候的话
，and often we talk about.
然后他讲英文，我讲中文。
I speak in English and he speaks in Chinese.
然后我们都可以 understand each other.
We can understand each other.
Yeah. 但是呢，他知道我说的都是 Chinglish.
But I know that what he speaks is Chinglish, not English.
带有中国特色的英文。
It's like a special type of English that's filled with some Chinese.
对不对？年轻人坐在下面呢，我不懂 Pastor Kevin 说啥。
And as young people sitting in the audience, sometimes we think we don't know what Pastor Kevin's talking about.
Now we have Pastor Dan.
But now we have Pastor Dan.
We have Pastor Harry.
We have Pastor Harry.
神给我们是所超过我们所求所想。
God has blessed us with beyond what we can imagine.
现在我们没有借口说你听不懂 Pastor Kevin 的英文呢。
Now we have no excuse to say that we can't understand Pastor Kevin's English.
我们有。100%原汁原味的英文崇拜
，because we have a 100% pure English service.
求神恩待我们。
So God bless us.
大家怎么都不兴奋
？Why aren't you guys excited?
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! 求神帮助我们。
So may God help us.
很多时候不是神不工作。
Because a lot of times it's not that God isn't working.
是我们的信心太小。
It's because our faith is too small.
是我们回应神的方式好像不大对。
It's because we're not responding to God with the right mindset.
当我们面对神给我们的挑战。
Because when we face the challenges that God has allowed us to encounter.
彼得的经历还让我们学习另外一个功课。
Peter's experience also teaches us one more thing.
就是在属灵的收割，我们需要一起来。Hallelujah.
It's that when you harvest the goods that God has blessed us with,
不管是中文是英文，
we must harvest it together.
我们要一起来收割这个禾场。
Whether it's English or Chinese, we have to come together and receive together.
所以彼得看到这么多鱼来的时候，
So when Peter saw that there were so many fish,
他没有说我要靠自己把它拉回到岸边。
He didn't say, I'm going to take it off for myself. I'm going to grab it off for myself.
他就呼召他旁边的同伴一起来。
He called for the other people, his friends, to come and help.
大家要一起来。
Because everybody must come together.
把这样一个丰富带回到我们的生活当中。
To bring this abundance into our day-to-day lives.
求神再次帮助我们。
So may God help us.
请问你看你周围的资源有什么呢？
When you look around you, what resources do you have?
你周围满了旁边的船。
Who is in the boat and what is in the boat next to you?
请问你旁边的船是谁？
What is the boat beside you?
请问你可以跟谁合作呢？
Can you work with God? Who can you work with?
你觉得你在职场当中就只有你一个人吗？
Do you feel like you're the only one in this going through the situation?
职场当中成功的范例。
In order to succeed in your relative field,
从来都不是单打独斗。
It's never about you doing something by yourself.
都不是孤军作战。
It's never about one person doing something.
都是一群人，我们要一起来的。
It's about coming together as a group and working together.
但以理在他的生命当中。
In Daniel's life,
他有三个朋友。
He had three friends.
尼希米在那建造城墙的过程当中
，When Nehemiah was building the wall，
他有他所有的同工，每个百姓都成为他的同工
，And everybody was part of that。
大家要一起来
，Everybody came together。
52天才可以把城墙建立起来。
52 days together。
面对我们渥太华的合场
，To build the wall， and same for us today。
在时间教会都做不过来 ，Amen。
In the field in Ottawa here。We won't be able to work alone.
所以我们要跟其他教会机构，我们要好好的一起来合作。
Must work with other churches.
千万不要分你的我的，你的教会我的教会。
So don't have this kind of mindset of your church, my church.
这么多年，弟兄姐妹来来往往。
Over the past years, so many people have came and left.
我关心的一件事情。
But what Pastor Kevin cares about is.
他有没有继续在主里头服侍追求？
Whether or not he continues to serve and to be faithful to God. So when people come to our church, but sometimes God inspires people to go somewhere else. Maybe what we're doing at our church is not what those people want to do. And they can go to other places to continue experiencing God, to continue serving. But more importantly, it's that in the end, in the future, we have to work together. So may God help us turn this mindset of yours and mine to ours, to God's. And cell group is the same. Don't only care about your own problems.
这个礼拜的话，我们教会有一些家庭我们需要接送。
This week even there are a few families in the church who might need transportation.
感谢主，刚开始有一个家庭他愿意这样子接送。
It's by God's grace. Very thankful that the family was able to help with transportation.
新的需要来的时候
But as the environment changes and new needs come up, it's not only the responsibility of one family. Thank God that there are other brothers and sisters who are willing to step up. So may God be with us. And help us.
传福音不单单只是一个家庭的责任
Because spreading God's word is not just the responsibility of one family. It's not the responsibility of one cell group. And not the responsibility of one cell group or one church.
我们不单只是分英文堂、中文堂
It's not about English service or Chinese service.
是我们大家一起的责任
It's about coming together. It's everybody's responsibility.
我们跟主耶稣说是你我的责任
So turn to the person next to you and say, it's your and my responsibility.
我们一起的责任
It's our responsibility.
求神帮助我们
May God help us.
真的感动我们
to inspire us
我们愿意跟教会一同起来来成长
so that we can grow with the church
在我们人生的下个十年
so that in our next 10 years
再次经历神给我们的突破。
We can continue experiencing God's breakthrough.
常常问自己。
To constantly ask ourselves,
耶稣还在我船上吗？
Is Jesus still on my boat?
耶稣有没有一个新的命令是专门给我的，让我进入到那水深之处？
Does God have a new command specifically for me to enter into deep waters?
然后当耶稣要让我尝试下网的时候，
And when Jesus tells me to experiment trying to let down the net,
我们可以在信心里头回应。
That we reply to him with faith.
不是靠势力，不是靠才能。
It's not about talent or what we can do.
而是靠神的灵，我们要诚实。
But rather, following God's glory.
神迹必在不远之处。
Miracles are not far away.
我们神常常在我们的环境当中的。
God is with us at all times.
只要我们有信心，就
能够看到。As long as we have faith, we can experience this.
好，我们在神面前，我们一同来祷告。
So let's pray together before Him.
天父，我们再次安静在你的同在当中。
Dear Heavenly Father, we come once again before you.
教会进入到第十年。
As the church enters our next 10 years,
我们需要不断的突破。
We need to continue experiencing breakthroughs.
你当年对彼得说的。
The same way that you told Peter.
你今天要对每个人来说
，You have to please speak to us.
你邀请我们进入那水深之处
，And invite us to go put out into deep waters.
我们知道服事是一个舍己的过程
，Because we know that serving is a humbling experience.
更是一个成长乃至成熟的过程
，And more an experience for us to grow and mature.
主啊，你帮助我们
，So God, please help us.
虽然面对各样的挑战
，Even though we may have to face many obstacles.
但我们绝对有从神来的喜乐。
Let us experience the joy that only comes from you, Lord.
我们要成为快乐的好人。
So that we become good people in you.
让我们每个人可以回到神的面前。
So that we may return before you, Lord.
调整自己。
And change our lives.
整装再次出发。
So that we can go out once more.
愿主帮助我们。
May God help us.
与教会一起来成长。
Grow along with the church.
在一切艰难挑战当中
so that no matter what obstacle or challenge we face,
赐给我们一个专注的心
that God may you bless us with a heart that is firm in your love.
让我们可以仰望耶稣
so that we may seek you.
我们可以依靠圣灵的帮助
so that we can rely on your Holy Spirit.
再次可以飞越所有的艰难险阻
to overcome any threats, any possible obstacles.
让我们的生命成为见证神荣耀的
so that we can live out our lives a living sacrifice to show your glory, Lord.
好，弟兄姐妹同站立，好吧，再次用这首诗歌，我们同来回应他。
And we're just going to sing this response song.
带我进水深之处
into deep waters.